Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you as usual. Looks like you've got a fantastic subject for us to talk about this afternoon. They want us to pay for what? Capitalized and lots of question marks.
I don't know if you've heard about the green paper that our social development minister, Lindiwe Zulu, has published. Essentially, she's looking for a social security fund, which is the idea being that the money is needed for a mandatory retirement, death, and disability insurance. It's supposed to counteract reliance on the social grant system. The problem is, and she says, and you have to smile at this a bit, the proposed fund is based on, quote, social security principles of risk pooling and social solidarity. Well, I'm not sure who she's going to find the solidarity with, because what it will require is contributions of over and above anything else that everyone's paying, of between 8% and 12% of earnings, up to the UIF Unemployment Insurance Fund ceiling of $276,000 a year. So what this means is that citizens will be forced to deposit up to 2,760 rand per month into the scheme. Let's put it this way. You know, if you're going to increase your already high tax burden by those sorts of figures, and pay your money to a government run by a party that whose history of corruption and maladministration is as humongous as the ANC's is, I think there will be general agreement that this must not see the light of day. Just to some of the comments on this was DA MP Jordan Hill Lewis called for it to be binned, saying that the proposal is essentially to tax low-income workers and the struggling middle class much more. Only economic growth that delivers more work for more people and which grows the tax base can fund a larger social safety net. Essentially, you're taxing people, you're penalizing them for being employed. And, wow, we have too few people employed to penalize them excessively and hope to get away with it. Davi Ruhr, the chief economist of the Efficient Group, said that the government was trying to move in the direction of consolidating existing systems, which are not bad ideas per se, but it's the ideological basis on which everything is built. And if you increase taxes and the state forces us to save more and for politicians to get more power over our savings, he believes it's just left the socialist thinking of an idea that it's just not going to work. It will never be implemented. And the last economist is Mike Schussler, who essentially says that the government would be taking a lot of people's money and spending power away. And although he totally agrees that we should be saving more, that people should be entitled to use private providers, you know, the old mutuals, the Sanlam, and encourage them to put 5% of your money aside so that you have control over making it mandatory. You know, you can possibly implement something like this in a country which has high levels of employment and education, which contributes to those high levels of employment. But in South Africa, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. Like, and it really is like so many of the, you know, let's funnel money from the populace to do stuff.
So while we've been talking, two messages have come through, and it's really quite interesting how they seem to express what must be an undercurrent of dissatisfaction. I want to read them both to you, Sarah. The first is Hachamor, who says, pardon me, just to get to the right one. Please ask Sarah Gon, what is the IRR's approach towards a tax revolt? Is this something they don't support? That's question one. Second comment from Roland, different but similar. I will not pay. Come and arrest me. I am sick and tired to my teeth with these ANC leeches taking and taking and taking. To hell with them. Interesting that two out of two messages both dealing with the same aspect. Are we being driven closer and closer to a tax revolt?
I think we are. I mean, I'm going to go sort of in reverse order. I mean, Gatfall, I think, doesn't begin to describe it. you see, what they plan, what they're hoping to do is because the tax will be levied on the payroll, employers will pay it out because they have to, and they'll deduct it from you because they have to. But I think there's going to be such a response from employees to insist that the employers do not pay those amounts out, that I think there will be a sort of tax unrest, if I can put it this way. And let me indicate, a couple of years ago, we did a survey where it was clear that a tax revolt was only favored by a minority of people. And then late last year, we did almost a snap survey on a range of subjects just to get a sense of where our readers of the Daily Friend opinion site, where they stood on issues. And on the issue of a tax revolt, we had a 93% in favor. That shows just how far to the edge.
Wow.
Yeah. People have been pushed.
Well, Farah, I mean, we're talking NHI, we're talking now taxation of retirement funds, we're talking of immigration taxes. They really do seem to be trying to drive the income earners away.
The government doesn't understand the idea of the Laffer curve, and that is that you reach a point with your existing tax base that if you push too high for too much, you actually end up getting less because people avoid it in a myriad of different ways. And you do that in the context of not growing your tax base. The only thing you do to achieve the good results is you grow your tax base, which you do by giving people much more freedom to set up businesses and employ more liberally and increase the number of people who earn in order to pay tax.
Understood. Saragon, thank you for your input this afternoon. We leave it there.
Thanks.